50s in the morning, tomorrow afternoon becoming sunny and low 70s. Middle 40s to low 50s. Thursday morning followed by a sunny sky, low 70s. Beautiful looking Friday too. 40s to low 50s. The afternoon sunshine with highs in the mid 70s. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up close views. And don't forget to wear comfortable shoes at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said on the airwaves on WGSO. We say hello to our friends on the dial at 990 AM, online at WGSO.com, and on the Mixer app that you can download from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store for free, and listen to us ad-free. Good to be with everyone. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Amy Cruer.
And we're going to encourage, invite, and welcome your phone calls at 504-556-9696 and your emails at Jeff, J-E-F-F at WGSO.com. Mimi, all kinds of news breaking here this evening that we're following and certainly want to get into all of it. But I have to ask you about the topic that we dealt with on the morning show, and that was pretty interesting, all kinds of different commentary about it. And you mentioned it to me Monday night when you saw that the players from the Iowa team were on the court holding hands, singing the national anthem, where the LSU players were nowhere to be seen, I guess, in the locker room. And looks like they've been in the locker room all year, as has the men team, as has all the other teams in the Final Four. So it seems like Iowa was the only one on the court paying respects to our country. And it sort of rubbed you the wrong way, didn't it?
Well, it seems like LSU has a time management problem. Right? And I think that they know very, very well how it works. And that there's a national anthem. And I can promise you this, if they'd have been out there singing Lift Every Voice and Sing, they would have been out there. They would have been out there for their precious black national anthem, and they would have been holding hands. Holding hands. And they would have been saying, Barack Obama and Michelle, we wanted to come see you last year when we won, but we got stuck with old Joe. We couldn't even show up.
Old Joe.
And his wife wanted Iowa to come too, which means she didn't want, right? She didn't want an LSU. So this is the problem. LSU.
I don't think
has kudos.
I don't know it's got anything to do with any of that. I mean,
listen.
I mean,
they
should have been on this court.
They should have been on the court, and I'm going to tell you, the reason they didn't win is because they got an attitude problem. And LSU, it's starting to seep in, and it's getting in there because they're focused on DEI crap, okay? They got an attitude problem. This Angel Reese girl has a definite attitude problem, okay? She has oodles of talent, but she has none of that personally. And you cannot, as an athlete, get as far as you need to go with an attitude like that.
Well,
she has a chip on her shoulder, like the world owes her something. Okay,
we'll see. We'll see how far she goes. I mean, a lot of people with attitude problems did pretty well. Dennis Rodman, plenty of others, but we'll see.
Dennis Rodman had an attitude problem. That guy had a work ethic. Okay, I know a little bit about men's basketball. That dude had a work ethic, and he was a diehard. He trained every day, two, three times a day.
And hopefully this young girl does too. But back to the anthem. I want to talk about the anthem. I think all of these teams. I understand about the attitude and whatever you're saying about Barack Obama, but all of these teams need to be out there for the national anthem, no matter whether they like Barack Obama or whether they like Joe Biden or whether they like Donald Trump. It's just respect. It's respect to the country.
Sure.
It's respect to those who fought and died for this country. It's respect to our national image, the flag, our national symbol. It's respect for the song that we all sing to show our allegiance to the country, the national anthem.
Right.
And we got away from all of this when Colin Kaepernick made his big statement and started kneeling. And
when he was paid to lead the movement.
And wore his Fidel Castro shirt and pigs, police or pig shirt, and all this other stuff. And you notice how, you notice how Colin Kaepernick's not on any teams right now.
No, he's not.
So
because he's distracted and he has a bad attitude, and nobody wants to play with them. And so this little Reese girl had to watch herself, because if no one wants to play with you, and it causes a problem within the team, and you don't have cohesiveness, and you don't have a team.
I don't know if it was just. Yeah, I don't know if it was just her or whether it was the whole team. The coach in the interview was asked about it.
Oh, she was aloof. She said, like, she didn't know that there's a national anthem.
She said, wasn't sure, didn't know when it was, wasn't on purpose. I don't buy that for 1 second.
Now we know why she doesn't know. No, but now we know why she doesn't know, because they haven't been doing it the whole time.
I don't buy it for 1 second. She knows very well when the anthem is. She made a decision not to do it. She wanted to maybe placate the players. Here's what Jeff Landry is saying.
Right.
Yeah, here's what Jeff Landry is saying. He's saying that student athletes should be required to be present for the national anthem. All student athletes should be present on the court. He said that they should be at risk of losing their scholarships if they aren't present for the anthem. And I think... you know, the governor pushed back against the suggestion that he was critical of Kim Mulkey and her players.
Oh, yeah, he was on Fox today, too.
Yeah, he said, I'm not calling out the players or Coach Mulkey. I am. I'm calling out Coach Mulkey. I think she knows. She's the leader of the team.
Listen, you're not a coach in athletics and you don't know about the national anthem.
Exactly.
You have a national anthem in high school ball. You have a national anthem from high school all the way up, and everybody stands up. It's just how it is. Everybody knows
Landry said this: I just sent a letter out to each of our college boards telling them that they should put in place a policy that respects the national anthem. Hear, hear. I completely 100% agree. And
because it doesn't take a genius to realize that we're raising a generation of people to not like their country. And so... You know, we're all going to be alive. We're going to have children that are going to be taking care of us that don't like their country in our old
Landry
age.
Said the lack of a policy on the national anthem for student athletes is disrespectful. The coach said it wasn't intentionally done. I don't believe it.
But it is LSU intentionally done. If they haven't, if they haven't done it all year, that's intentional. That's a policy.
LSU issued a statement saying that its men's and women's basketball teams haven't been present for the national anthem for several years now, and that the teams are still in their pregame preparations when the anthem plays 12 minutes before the contest. Here's what you do. You change around your pregame preparations, and you put your pregame preparations around the anthem. Somehow Iowa had their pregame preparations revolving around the anthem, and they beat LSU. So their pregame preparations were superior to LSU's.
Well, and they won. So,
exactly.
You know, it's all bunk, and it's disgusting.
Not only were they not there the whole year, not only were the men's team not there the whole year, but the other teams weren't out there. It's not just LSU; it's all the other teams.
Okay, so is this
Iowa's the only team to do it.
Of all the teams, I was the only team that was out Of all the teams.
From what I understand, the other teams didn't go out there either. Iowa was the only one. Here's what Landry said. He says it's unfortunate that LSU, he said it's unfortunate that LSU wasn't there at the particular time. Iowa was on the field. That highlighted the particular problem. What we're going to do is work in Louisiana and say, listen, college athletes need to understand that in order to be truly united, to truly have civics and civility, we need to be united under one flag and respect that anthem. And he's right.
Of course. And I think that, you know, if you're playing in, like, March Madness is a big thing. So it's got a big stage, you know, it's got a big presence. You should have the national anthem when you have that kind of an audience. And you're going to have a worldwide audience, not just an American audience. And they need
That was the largest audience for any game ever on ESPN. They had 12.3 million people that were watching.
Right. And we're embarrassed. Now, we are now, none of the other teams have been out there, but LSU is going to get that stain. We're the ones
Landry pointed, Landry pointed out that he threw out the first pitch at a March 22nd LSU-Florida baseball game, right. And he said both teams were on the field for the national anthem.
Well, yeah, and so, baseball is the national anthem. I mean, that is America's pastime. So, of course, you're going to have – I don't think that would ever be a question in baseball. And we know it's not a question in football. So what is it that's going on?
Well, in football, it has been a question. Hold on, we got to go to a break, but it has been a question after Colin Kaepernick. All right, quick timeout. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
Tragically, countless lives and souls have been lost through the chastisements plaguing the world, from which Our Lady could have spared us. The world continues to build up a tremendous debt, not just financially, but above all morally, provoking the justice of God, and there will be a terrible price to pay for it if we do not invoke Our Lady in the precise way shown to us by heaven, to intervene on our behalf with the inestimable merits of her Immaculate Heart. Learn the truth at Fatima.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
Welcome back. Wow, so much going on. Jeff Pruehr here. It is He Said, She Said, joined by me
and Pruehr. I just wanted to say, because I'm not in studio with you, I kind of fumbled that commercial break, but I just wanted to finish my thought. If nobody in college basketball is doing the anthem, then this is a bigger, wider problem that we need to figure out. Who is dictating this policy? Why is it happening with college basketball? Are the men? Yeah. So the men are doing it too. So the men. So who's in charge of that?
Obviously not everyone, because Iowa's doing it. So Iowa was out there. Now, if Iowa would not have been out there, then it wouldn't have been an issue because nobody would have been out there. But Iowa was out there. So okay, it looked bad. It looked bad by comparison. They were there.
And by Iowa? To say, we're not playing your game? Like, why?
Maybe Iowa does it all the time, and they just are patriotic. I don't know. I just think every team should be out there. And every team should be paying respects to the anthem.
Don't you think that Iowa has probably been known? Like, the other coaches would know? I was going to be out there for the national anthem, and you don't want to do anything to mess it up before you even the clock starts for the game. Like, you would think that they would know that. So why would you give your opponent that kind of – I mean, to me, every bit of the game is leverage. From the minute a fan walks in there to watch the game, everything matters.
Right.
How do you
all the fans that are out there, and they see one team giving respect to the anthem and another team in the locker room, that's not a good start. That's not a good start.
No, it's not. And you're going to upset the fans. Fans can turn a game.
Yeah.
Just by their move. Do you know what I'm
saying?
So what if people had gotten up and said, I'm not staying.
Yeah.
This is terrible. And
We're a state that is very patriotic. We're a state that has lots of people that serve in the military. We're a state that have lots of veterans. We're a state that loves the flag, loves the anthem, and our team, LSU is our team. They should be reflecting that.
We love our state. We have a love affair with the state of Louisiana. Not everybody feels like that about their state.
And LSU. I mean, people love LSU. I mean, LSU is incredibly popular. So It should be something that they just do.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bad look, and it's a national, it's on world stage, and it's just a horrible look. It's horrible.
We'll throw it out there. 504-556-9696. All right, big news coming out. Joe Biden is canceling plans to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve because oil is, quote, way, way too expensive. So after draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to the lowest level in 40 years, the Biden administration now says that they can't refill it because it's too expensive. Instead, it'll remain depleted, and they want to send billions more of our tax dollars to Ukraine.
Great. So if we are engaged in a war, for instance, it doesn't even have to be a war. If our power grid goes down, which is a very big possibility that it will happen this year, okay, and that's not like scare tactics. That is the truth. So because we are being, people, foreign countries have been hacking into phone systems, you know. I think that a lot of these tankers can hack into any of that. So anyway, we're vulnerable. So something like that happens, and then the fuel dries up because they can't get the fuel to the stations. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we need that.
Right.
We need that. Like, if we can't get our fuel shipped to us from foreign countries, we have to have it.
Well,
I mean,
we had full levels in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve under Donald Trump. He drained it in 2022 and 2023 he was doing it to bring gas prices down. He wasn't doing it for a national security reason. He was doing it for political reasons to help himself politically. Now, when he did it, remember, he gave assurances. He said, okay, we're going to restock it in due time. And now he's not doing it.
Okay, well, then Ukraine should get not a dime. Because we have never been more vulnerable. We have people in our military that can't decide if they're a boy or a girl. That's mental health. That's a mental health. We have people with mental health issues that have guns.
Right.
Okay, so it's not, you know, we have
we got problems. Both. Yeah, we got problems.
We got major problems, and the world knows it. That's the scary thing. The world knows all of our weaknesses.
So they're saying there's not enough money to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but the White House is pushing for a $100 billion aid package for Ukraine. The pressure is on House Speaker Mike Johnson. He is now saying that he's going to take up a vote for Ukraine assistance in the first order of business next week, and that Ukraine will probably get a good deal, if not all, of the money that they want. And this is a guy who previously had said that he was opposed to it, but once you get into the speakership position, obviously everything changes and your views change and you become part of the club and you got to go along.
Okay, but Jeff, we know, because we're not privy to every bit of information about what's going on with our country as far as it concerns other countries and how we fit in this world. So obviously they get in there and then they get a lot of information. So I do expect that there would be some pivot, okay, to fit what's going on. I get that. But this is just so on the face, irresponsible. It is so on the face. And I'm telling you, I would shut this government down in a heartbeat. Those bureaucrats don't deserve a dime. These people who make up reasons to exist for their jobs to exist. They don't do anything that really helps keep this country. They just have agendas. That's all they do. It's like, what's my pet project? Well, give me a billion. I'll find one. You know, I mean, it's just shut it down. I think we'll all live without a national park.
Well, the thing about it is that they place priority of the federal government over us, over the people, and they want to put the government first and our needs last. I mean, if they listened to us, the border would be secure. We wouldn't have all of this overspending. We wouldn't be sending our dollars all over the world. We'd be focused on our country. We would be America first. They don't listen to us. There'd be congressional term limits. There would be all the things that the people of this country want that aren't done because they don't care what we think. They don't care what we want. They're going to do what they want to do to protect the deep state.
We have,
and that's what they're doing.
We have way too many. Yeah, yeah. And we have too many elected officials from dog catcher all the way up, okay, president, that don't understand the job, the nature of the job, or even what the job does, okay?
By the way, a new poll out shows
it.
A new poll out shows it.
But who's telling them what color to paint for what number? That's what I want to know. Okay.
It's not. Because they're not listening to we the people. That's the problem. And we the people are yelling at them to handle these problems, and they're not doing it. All right. Hang on. We're coming up to a brief timeout. Of course, it's He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO. We'd love to hear from you. Come join us, 504-556-9696, the talk line, jeff@wgso.com, the email address. Hey, let's get a news update. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
For all your Trump gear, there's no place better than USA Trump Store. It's the largest Trump store in the world. What started out as a hobby has turned into an empire. The USA Trump Store is like Disneyland for Trump supporters. Their big new store location is near Dallas, Texas in Gainesville. I-35 exit 501 on Liberty Road next to Tractor Bob's. They're open Thursday through Sunday. And you can get more information at usatrumpstore.com or by calling
214-384-7328. That's 214-384-7328. The USA Trump Store, with varsity jackets, hats, flags, t-shirts, plush, face masks, purses, jewelry, socks, magnets, stickers, accessories, scarves, and your Trump money. For all things Trump, that's the USA Trump Store. Visit USATrumpStore.com. The largest Trump store in the world. That's USATrumpStore.com.
100 years have passed since Our Lady of Fatima first appeared to the three shepherd children in Portugal. Her request, when granted, will assure peace in the world. Her requests are simple: the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart by the Pope and all bishops of the world, pray the rosary every day, and practice the first five Saturdays devotion. When enough people follow her instructions, there will be peace. If her requests continue to be ignored, there will be dire consequences. Time is running out. Please pray for the conversion of Russia. For information about Fatima, contact www.fatima.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Angel Reese's time as a Lady Tiger basketball player is over. The SEC Player of the Year has declared for the WNBA draft. Reese says she's leaving college with everything she ever wanted, a degree, a national championship, and a platform she never imagined. The voice of the Lady Tigers, Patrick Wright.
You know, she made a lot of little girls in this area and all over the women's college basketball landscape just love the way that she played hard. She was dominant at times, but the way that she played the game with passion, never taking a play off.
Two women and a man were found fatally shot at a makeshift homeless camp in a wooded area next to railroad tracks in Jefferson Parish. Sheriff Joe Lapinto believes the victims may have died in the past day or two.
We have three victims back there suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. Right now, we don't have any suspects or motives or anything from that standpoint. Certainly, we're here with our crime scene in the coroner's office to process the scene right now.
LRN.
Did you and your family lose Louisiana Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
Can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis? Economists are saying that it's at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from the turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 800-200-4653. Or visit us at crewairgold.com. That's crewairgold.com. Let's ground our financial future in something solid.
Do you want to overcome obstacles, thrive, and live a life aligned with your deepest values? Then let me recommend Stewart Life Coaching, led by its dedicated owner, Edwa Stewart. She's committed to empowering individuals to achieve their full potential, lead fulfilling lives. At Stewart Life Coaching, the emphasis is on fostering a positive mindset, resilience, and effective goal setting. Edwa understands today's fast-paced world and challenges, but through one-on-one sessions, her clients are guided to discover their strengths, overcome obstacles, goals and create meaningful, sustainable change. At Stewart Life Coaching, clients are encouraged to explore their values, aspirations, and personal narratives to unlock their true potential. Stewart Life Coaching provides a personalized navigation system for life, offering support, insights, and strategies to help you navigate your unique path and achieve a fulfilling and purpose-driven life. For more information, contact Edwa at 504-578-0006 or visit edwastewart.com. Hey, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Amy Cruer.
Not in the studio, but on the road. So we invite you to join us. We'll open up our phone lines in a few minutes at 504-556-9696. So, Mimi, a lot of things we're following today. Also, wanted to mention these polls show voters are frustrated with the Biden administration. A larger share of younger voters say economic issues are their top priority. So when you look at this new poll that is out, according to Gallup, 47% of young voters say economic issues are number one, 43% of voters 30 to 49, 28% of voters 50 to age 64, and 19% of voters 65 and above. All of these numbers are much higher than they were in 2020. So in this election, the economy is certainly one of the top issues, and people are looking at Biden and pointing fingers at what he's done. Bidenomics has caused all this pain. I think it's one of the reasons why younger voters are not supporting Biden like they usually do. They're upset about his handling of the economy. They're upset about all the costs that they're facing as they try to get started in life.
Right. Well, and I saw some interesting numbers, too, on Fox. They said something about Biden used to enjoy 61% of the black vote. He's now in the 40s. Okay? That is serious.
And, good. And how about the Hispanic vote and the young vote? They're all leaving him.
Hispanics had it, too. So, and the thing that he is not paying attention to with Hispanics that are immigrants, they left a bad situation. They left a very bad situation. And they came here for law and order, and they came here for economic opportunity. Same as anyone mm-hmm. who wants to come here. But in those specific countries, and I've traveled to all of them in Central and South America. That's what I did as a flight attendant. I've been to almost, I've been to every major city in Mexico. I've been to every one of the Golden Triangle countries. I've been to all. And when I tell you what they're coming from, and the fact that law and order looks very different to them than it does to us. So when they come here and you see what how they behave, their everyday lifestyle of how they go about earning, okay, they call it earning. We call it theft. We call it, we call it, you know, against the law. We call it, I mean, the way they go about lower middle to, and below in countries like that, they don't have a problem looking the other way in order to make a buck. They don't. And it's just how it is. Mm-hmm. You know, in some of these countries, they will maim a child to make more money begging on a corner. And I've seen it. Okay. They come up to your van. They're all on crutches. Mm-hmm. One's blind. The other one. And they can't all be like that. Okay. So I'm just saying that our value structure is different. And he is not paying attention to the fact that Latinos in this country don't want, if they came from Venezuela way back when this whole thing, when Maduro first came into power, they don't want another Venezuela. Cuba doesn't want another Cuba.
Yeah,
they want another Haiti.
They want a republic. They want a constitutional republic. They want a free market. They want to be able to make money. So he's losing voters, young voters, Hispanics, African-Americans. And guess what? They're also worried about losing voters because of these third-party candidates, Cornel West, Jill Stein, and especially JFK, RFK Jr., because RFK Jr. has now picked for his running mate a leftist woman who is a former wife of the founder of Google. They got loads of money.
She's a member of the Progressive Squad.
Yeah, I mean, these people are super progressive, and RFK Jr. now has her as his running mate, so he's going after the progressive vote.
And
he said the other day,
I can't believe he picked someone like that. Yeah. He made a deal with the devil.
Well, hey, good for him, because that's not going to hurt Trump. So it'll take votes from Biden. But RFK Jr. said the other day, Biden is a greater threat to our democracy than Trump.
Yeah. You saw that CNN reporter's face? She was like, what?
Yeah.
It was good.
So he's being honest about it, and the left doesn't like it. But, hey, that's great. That's great, because the more we can take votes away from Biden, the better. And I think RFK Jr. is going to definitely do that. And Biden campaign, I think, is freaking out. Just saw a poll this morning. Biden is behind in 7 out of 8 swing states. He's tied in Wisconsin. Trump's looking good right now, Mimi.
Well, and I think, to me, it was sort of an odd choice for us to have our convention in Wisconsin, and look who's got the last laugh. We do. So I really feel like it's going to be a very positive thing, and I feel like I'm not worried about Wisconsin, because Wisconsin also has a large Muslim population, and they're not having this war.
They're not happy with Biden. Yeah, so a lot of people are not happy with Biden.
And there's nothing that he can do to get those people back. Because once you're a genocider, you're always a genocider. It's not like you can fix it and stop being a genocider. So if they think you're a genocider, then that's what you are. That's what you are. And you can't fix that.
Well,
you can't.
He's losing key constituencies that Democrats normally depend on. And that's good news for Trump. By the way, speaking of good news, Trump brought in $65 million along with the RNC, a record haul. And that's going to help him, because they needed that. That was during the month of March. And that includes the RNC and affiliated entities and the Trump campaign.
Okay, that was going to be my question. So I feel that we're going to be okay as far as fundraising goes, because he gets free press everywhere he goes. And he gets it more, like Biden, they don't even report on him, you know, unless he's licking ice cream or doing something.
Unless he slips and falls,
But that's Fox. That's everybody else. If he slips and falls, CNN's not covering it, and MSNBC's not covering it. They're not going to show
Fox
you that.
Fox will cover it, and it'll be enough. It'll get out there on the internet. People will see it.
But they show everything.
Clips of it.
They show the good. Mm-hmm. They show the good, the bad, and ugly of Trump. Mm-hmm. Because if it's good, they've got to make it bad. And then if it's bad, they show it, because it's bad. So he gets a full on 100% around. You know,
he's got earned media through the roof. Right. He's the most recognizable name in the world. He raised $65 million the last month, but despite all that, Biden's got $93 million cash on hand. So
it doesn't matter.
They've got
a lot of money. I think this is going to be a unique election, to where it's not going to matter, because the American people are doing, like, look, if everyone would remember in 2016, we were all afraid to put our hats on to go out. Okay. Not anymore. If everyone who bought a Trump hat would just put it on. You want to know what you can do, America? Because everyone's like, I just don't know what to do. How can I help?
Yeah.
Free press.
Right.
And what you do is you are going to then, you're going to put peer pressure on other people. And you're also going to let it be known that it's okay. It's okay to do this. So that's what that does. Okay, and so
you
put your hat on, you put your shirt on, you put your flag in your hat outside of your house. And we just
and become ambassadors. Yeah, become ambassadors and help spread the word and make other people more comfortable in wearing their Trump gear, too. By the way, one real interesting contrast occurred last week, and I wrote about it in my latest column. So while Trump goes to a wake and pays his respects to a family of a slain police officer, and comforted the family, was very warmly received. Then you had, at the same time, Creepy Joe doing a fundraiser in front of a bunch of celebrities and left-wing hacks and crazed left-wing donors with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and they were hauling in $25 million from the ritzy fundraiser. So quite a contrast between Trump with the people showing respect at a wake, Biden with the elites, hanging out with Clinton and Obama, raising big money. I thought that was an interesting contrast between the type of candidate Donald Trump is and the type of candidate Joe Biden is. One is a man of the people. Another is a tool, is a puppet of the elites.
Yes. And I'm calling them affectionately the tres presidente amigos, okay? Because they go around palling around. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a secret handshake, the way they pal around and and carry out their mind control to the rest of us, that this is what you're supposed to think, and we're just going to keep repeating it because that's what mind control is. If you repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, all of a sudden ivermectin becomes force, whatever. And so they can convince anyone of anything. And something interesting that happened. Only 5,000 people call. 5,000. So they raised all that money off of 5,000 people, okay? Mm-hmm. I call BS on that. Okay, I call BS. You're not getting that much money out of 5,000 people. And a lot of them were just normal people that spent $250.
Here's something to think about. So it was $100,000 to get your photo taken with these three clowns. So if 100 people did that, that's $10 million right there, for $100,000 per photo from these clowns. So then you had other ways they probably made money from the fundraiser. So I can conceivably see them making making $25 million from it.
Okay. So how is this not against campaign finance laws? How is that? That you could just charge $1 million? Let's just up it. Let's go up a cool $1 million for a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
How is that okay?
Well, because it wasn't exactly for the campaign, I guess. It was for the PAC, and the PAC can raise unlimited amounts of money.
Right.
So that's how they get around it. Yeah, that's how you get around it. So,
yeah.
Well, that's why you had that famous Supreme Court decision that sort of unregulated PACs and made it available for them to make unlimited amounts of money. All right, hang on. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over
any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, EagleSecurityNola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Hey, y'all, looking for something to do this weekend? Check out these festivals. March 29th through 31st, Louisiana Lao New Year's Celebration in New Iberia. March 30th through 31st, Slidell Spring Antique Street Fair. And don't forget to make your plans to attend the Scott Boudin Festival during the weekend of April 5th. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Hey, we're back. She said, she said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Amy Cruer.
So when you look at super PACs, you can make unlimited contributions to them, including from labor organizations and corporations. That is the impact of what is called the Citizens United decision in 2010. The court ruled that freedom of speech of the First Amendment prohibits the government from restricting independent expenditures for political campaigns by corporations, nonprofit organizations, labor unions, and other associations. So it freed corporations and nonprofit organizations to spend money on electioneering, communications, to directly advocate for the defeat or advocacy for a certain candidate. So pretty much you can raise whatever you want through these, spend whatever you want, and you can do it through corporations, individuals, whatever. So, but you can only give a certain limit to a campaign of a federal candidate, Joe Biden or Donald Trump. 504-556-9696. Let's get some calls in, Mimi, and let's go to our friend Rusty in Jefferson, who's checking in with us. What's happening, Rusty? How are you? Good evening.
Fine. Good afternoon to you guys. I'm hoping what you said about RFK bringing people, attracting people from the left will happen. I have my doubts for some time, but I wanted to bring up something that you appear sometimes on the NTD station.
Yes, sir.
And I have noticed lately there seemed to be a sort of neutral position now on this campaign between Biden and Trump. They're very much conservative in most issues, but they were just on at 5 o'clock, and they were talking about how Biden is winning in four or five swing states. What I'm saying it's going to be kind of controversial, but the left wing news media, they show their bias. If you're really conservative, these networks like NTD need to be pulling for Trump. They can't be so neutral that they're going to let the country fall into the hands of this man for another 4 years. So my thought and my request to you is, if you can have any influence on these people, because they seem to be now trying to be like regular networks like CBS and so on, trying to be so neutral that there's no real spokespeople for the conservative side. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of relationship you have with them, Jeff, go ahead.
I'm a contributor to them on occasion and, yeah, you know, appreciate their invitations. I don't have any role in their management or their content, nor do I on Fox News or any other channel that'll have me as a guest.
Yes.
They do give me an opportunity to speak my mind. They don't censor me. So
no.
When I tell them, you know, my opinion, they air it. So that's good. But I guess they're falling into the trap that some of these networks fall in, where they're trying to be all things to all people.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think we need more conservative counterpoint to the left-wing media that controls everything else.
Yes, there's too much of the other side the magazines, right. The sitcoms, everything else is pulling. They need to be somebody showing their, to be honest, their biasness in a good way. And I didn't know if you had any input. I knew you were on there as a contributor, but I guess I just feel they need to get the message. They got a lot of conservative issues, including Taiwan. They're big on China, anti-China stuff. They're going to lose big time. They're going to lose big time if Biden gets in, because a lot of their issues are very conservative. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
I agree with you. I'll pass it on to I do know some folks over there. I'll pass it on, and I appreciate you. Thank you, Rusty. Rusty
and
from Jefferson. Mimi?
And I think a lot of people don't realize that they're in the media. You are somewhat in a pickle, because if you were to come out really loud and really, with your opinion and be very staunch and very aggressive with it, they wouldn't have you on anymore. And then they wouldn't have your view at all. So this is the pickle we're in. Do you know what I'm saying? So we have to sort of deal with what we've got. And you've got to always do that, because just like what happened with you and the Advocate, they came to you, they asked you, they wanted you to be a conservative voice, and you didn't last a month before the employees were having a conniption fit.
They didn't like my content. And the funny thing is, it's not that they didn't like my columns. Because whenever I wrote a column for them, they edited it and they moderated it to fit their pages. It was my talk radio show and my advocacy for election integrity, and the fact that I didn't want Kyle Ardoin to be buying a bunch of new Dominion voting machines and was calling out for election integrity. They didn't like that. And they said, all right, we can't do business with you. You're too radical. I mean, it happened to me before with Gambit and other outlets that I wrote for. So I understand exactly the situation, but you got to be true to your principles. I have never been censored on these shows that I'm on, fortunately. So,
I appreciate
the invitations, but you're right about the Advocate. That's exactly what happened to me. Let's go to our good friend Mark, who's with us in the Hoosier State of Indiana. How are you, sir? Good evening.
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad, Jeff. But your last caller, we got to realize that conservatives and liberals and Republicans and Democrats, that's all just a game now. That's all just division tactics now. Their goal is the destruction of our country at the behest of the Illuminati's up there at the top, these NWO, WEF, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Okay. They're working at their behest to destroy this country from the inside. Why else would Biden destroy our oil reserves? Why else would they destroy our infrastructure? Why else would they be allowing millions of people to come here to replace the middle class, white, working, taxpaying people to destroy the country? Their goal is to destroy the country, and they're all in on it. And I'm afraid that this April 8th thing is going to bring some bad news. I believe this path of totality, there's going to be like an EMP or something. They're going to blame it on that. And the hysteria with all these people traveling along these states that's in this path of totalitarian or whatever it's called, the hysteria that's going to happen when that happens
is going to be enormous.
It's going to be deadly.
NASA's going to shoot two missiles into it while it's happening, okay, or two rockets. Then the CERN people, the ones looking for the God particle, they're firing up their thing again. I mean, and now we've got 8 million people that are going to go and get in the middle of it, and we know that we have a terror threat on us.
Yeah.
All
good points, Mark. Unfortunately, my friend, we're up against it. Mimi, of course, was a lot of fun, but it's always goes over too quickly. Until next time, for another edition of He Said, She Said, folks, keep it right here on WGSO. We'll see you later.
The DMV is slow, but Quick Notary is fast. Quick Notary can renew your license fast. So don't waste your time. Save yourself the hassle. Come to Quick Notary for all your DMV services today. They're in Metairie at 1035 Veterans Boulevard, corner West William David. Their other services include vehicle registration renewal, vehicle title transfer, notarizing affidavits or bill of sales, power of attorney, donations, and even wills. You can even get your new license plate issued right on the spot. And don't wait for the rush. At Quick Notary, you can get your nationally mandated real ID. They're open until 5:30 p.m. during the week and 4 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, dial 504-598-5666. That's 504-598-5666. Or visit them on Facebook. That's Quick Notary. That's Q-U-I-K Notary. For all your notary services, there's no one quicker or better than Quick Notary. I guarantee it.
Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective creative solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on W.